Aging and Disease Prevention Radio is right here on Radio MD. Here's author, blogger, lecturer, and national medical media personality, Dr. Michael Smith, MD, with Healthy Talk.
All right, let's talk about an all-natural migraine treatment. Research has shown that two ingredients, very simple ones, through magnesium and gastrodin, which is an exotic orchid extract, it's very readily available, work in unique ways to lessen the distress of migraine pain. Now, there's, you know, over the years, there's been many theories of migraine development, and the two main theories, though, that always seem to be consistent in the literature, one is called the vascular theory of migraines, and the other one is called a neuronal theory. Now, the vascular theory has to do with changes in blood flow, and that these changes in blood flow are responsible and cause the neurological effects. The aura, some migraine sufferers will get a weird taste in their mouth, hearing issues, you know, visual things. And the thought is that the pain of the migraine is caused by the expansion of the arteries on the outside of the skull. And that's the vascular theory. And it's well supported, because when you treat the vascular aspect of it, and especially in acute settings, like with magnesium, and I'm going to talk about that here in a second, the pain also often subsides quite significantly. So the vascular theory definitely is well thought of and seems to be well established in migraine treatment. The other side is the neuronal theory. This is a dysfunction of excitatory ion channels in the brain. I know that sounds kind of weird, but it's real simple. Some, you know, at times brain cells have to be turned on. That's simply called excited, and other times they have to calm down, just called calming down or inhibitory. And it seems that normally you want a nice balance. You know, the brain cell turns on, it needs when it's done firing, it needs to turn off, and it needs to be just like a light switch, on and off. However, as we get older, there seems to be, in some people, maybe it's more genetic because there seems to be a family link here, there's an imbalance between when that nerve cell is on and when it's off. You know, when I was a kid, I used to like to take the light switch, and I used to try to find just the middle part where the light would kind of pop a little bit. I don't know if you've ever tried that before. That's kind of what's happening, we think, in migraine. In patients with migraines, what's going on in their brain, that there's this imbalance, and the brain cell is not sure if it should activate or calm down, and a lot of problems can happen. And it seems that when that happens, the pain occurs because that at some point the nerve just begins to almost flutter, in a sense. It's kind of firing all over the place, and that can cause some changes in the blood flow. That can cause some muscle changes. Even just some of the sensory nerves can get involved, and that's where the pain comes from. A lot of people believe the neuronal theory of migraine has to do with calcium channel mutation. So let me try to explain all this. So let's first look at the magnesium aspect of this, which is really more towards that vascular component of migraine pain. We know that that magnesium is a common denominator, as I said, in all these theories of migraine pain, especially the vascular side of it. Magnesium, a lot of people don't realize this, regulates serotonin function. Now remember, serotonin is your feel-good neurotransmitter. So optimal levels of magnesium usually corresponds with optimal levels of serotonin. Now that's important, because when serotonin levels drop because magnesium is dropped, there seems to be a disruption in how well the blood vessel can regulate its size, and the blood vessel becomes very unstable, and that can cause some pain. We also know that low levels of magnesium are associated with platelet aggregation, which can cause blood flow issues. And besides all that blood flow stuff, magnesium does help to calm down the nerve cells. So it also has a little bit of a role in that neuronal theory as well. So when you look at you look at all these years of research in migraines, lots of different theories have come and gone. You kind of have two that really have stuck around. You got the vascular theory, and you got the neuronal theory. The vascular theory is blood flow instability, vessel instability, and then the neuronal theory is all about an imbalance between being excited and being calm. Magnesium seems to play a role, really, in both of those, in those two very prominent theories. We don't really know ultimately how magnesium is helping here. We know in general magnesium helps to stabilize blood vessels, as I mentioned, helps to stabilize serotonin. We talked about that, but it also seems to calm down those nerves. When you have a nice level of magnesium in your bloodstream and you're not deficient, the brain cells seem to be more on the calmer side than they are on the excited side. And it probably has to do with helping these calcium channels work better. So magnesium is the first thing you want to do. If you're dealing with a lot of migraine pain, you're off and on conventional therapies. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, or they tend to work at the beginning, but they lose their effect. They have side effects. You might talk to your doctor simply about adding magnesium to your regimen, somewhere probably between 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day, and then you could double that when you feel the onset of a migraine coming on. Now, what about the other part of this, the gastrodin that I mentioned? This comes from the exotic orchid Gastrodia elata. Gastrodin, believe it or not, kind of mimics a lot of the things that magnesium does in the brain. It improves blood flow to the brain. It's a potent antioxidant for the brain. It suppresses inflammation in the brain, and it increases GABA, which is the calming neurotransmitter. So when you look at the combination then of the magnesium and the gastrodin, both of them are really targeting the two, you know, most common theories that people talk about when it comes to migraines, the vascular theory and the neuronal theory. So we, you know, at Life Extension, we really think that a combination of magnesium and gastrodin can go a long way in helping people with migraine pain. And we're offering a combination of these nutrients. I'm going to give you a website that if you're dealing with migraine or you have friends that deal with migraine, I want you to go to this page. It's lef.org/headpain, one word, lef.org/headpain. And you could read about the combination of magnesium with the gastrodin. Now, when you're at the Life Extension site and you're reading about that combination of nutrients, I want you to also note that there is a nice protocol at Life Extension that will describe in detail all the different theories of migraine pain development and some of the conventional treatments, ones that seem to be working better than others, side effects, all that kind of information is there in a protocol on migraine. And I want to mention there's a couple of things here that I think are important also besides this new combination. If you're dealing with migraines, you really got to look at your hormones. I would really suggest a complete hormone panel. You can do a male hormone panel or a female hormone panel. Correct any imbalances. Very important. Now, that doesn't usually, I'm not saying that cures the migraines, but people, especially women, I'm not sure why, but especially women who correct hormonal imbalances, they tend to have better outcomes with their treatment regimen. So make sure you know your hormone levels and make those corrections. You can also consider butterbur, which is an herb that also works really well in stabilizing blood vessels in the same way kind of magnesium does. So you have magnesium, you have gastrodin, and then you can consider your hormones and even butterbur as another option. And again, all of this is at the Life Extension website. So go to lef.org/headpain, and you can read about the combination of magnesium and gastrodin, and then you can also check out the protocol on migraines. It's sad because more and more people are suffering from migraines. Conventional therapy really is just falling short. Conventional therapy is pretty good at treating the acute episode, those real severe ones, but not so much in decreasing the number of incidences. It's really hit and miss for a lot of people, and these drugs do come with a lot of side effects. So it's always nice if you can give nature a try, natural medicine a try. Your body knows how to deal with these natural nutrients better. Your body knows how to metabolize them. So go check out magnesium, go check out gastrodin, and butterbur. That's lef.org/headpain. All right, awesome. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.